IMS,
早上好。
This morning, I will be your preacher.
今天早上我是传讲信息的人。
I've enjoyed Dr. Yu for several weeks now.
我想大家的这些时候都在听于牧师的讲道。
I'll be preaching this morning, and then 2 weeks from now, I'll be preaching as well.
不仅今天上午两个礼拜以后还会在这里讲道。
And since I have 2 weeks, I wish they were back to back, but we couldn't work it out. I'm going to start a 2 week series.
所以因为我有两次的时间，所以我会有两个部分。今天讲第一部分。
On the subject of holiness.
我的题目是神的圣洁。
Unfortunately, there's going to be a sermon in the middle, but the good news is Andy Hung will be preaching next week. Many of you know him, you love him.
Yeah, 我想很多人知道Andy Hung, 所以他会在我们当中，大家也常常听他的讲道。
I'm not sure what he'll be sharing, but I'm very excited to hear him share.
我不知道他要传讲什么，但是我很兴奋，我希望能够听到他带来的新的信息。
Okay, one of the most important questions of human history is the question of purity.
其实在人类历史中，一个最重要的问题就是洁净、纯净这个问题。
Ever since Adam and Eve ate that forbidden fruit, we have wondered, how do we return back to the purity of Eden?
自从亚当夏娃在那个乐园里吃了禁果以后，人类历史一直在捉摸着怎么样能够回到起初的那个洁净纯净的状态。
If you're like me, sometimes you feel like the sin and filth of this world just sticks to you.
如果你像我的话，有时候我觉得这个世界的污秽和罪恶好像附着在我的周围一样。
Sticks to our hands, it sticks to our minds.
我们的手，我们的心智。
It's down into our 地下室 and sticks to our heart.
甚至到我们身体的地下室，就是我们的心所在。
Sticks to us like tar on the road, you just can't get it off.
就好像那个路上的柏油啊，你没办法除掉它。
If you feel like maybe sometimes your basement feels full of the blackness of sin and of shame.
就是你觉得那个心里的地下室啊，就是身体的地下室，心里很像是充满了那种污秽，那种肮脏的罪恶的黑暗。
It's full of pain and full of poison.
也充满了痛苦以及毒害。
We all just live in a filthy world, and we want to know more than anything, how do we get clean?
我们活在这么一个污秽的世界，我们真的很想知道怎么样才能够得到洁净。
From ancient times, philosophers have asked the question.
从古以来，哲学家就不断地在问这个问题。
Religion has asked the question.
宗教也在问这个问题。
Even scientists ask the question.
连科学界也都在问这个问题。
How do we get pure again?
我们怎么样能够回到起初的纯净？
We all want to be clean.
我们都希望洁净。
Isaiah gives us an answer in Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚给了我们一个答案，在以赛亚书六章里头。
Let's turn there now. It'll be on PowerPoint as well.
我们一起来看以赛亚书六章。好，我们可以一起来念。那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立。各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门栏的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。
Holy, holy, holy God.
圣哉圣哉圣哉圣洁的神啊。
You are here with us right now.
你现在就与我们在这里同在。
We feel your presence.
我们可以感受到你的同在。
We feel your love.
我们感受到你的爱。
We feel your holiness.
我们感受到你的圣洁。
We desire more than anything else, a vision like Isaiah today.
我们真的就渴望像以赛亚一样得到那样的异象。
We're saying, holy, holy, holy. Now we long to see holy God.
我们嘴里说圣哉圣哉圣哉，我们希望见到圣哉圣哉圣哉的荣耀。
We long to be shaken like the temple.
我们渴望能够像那个圣殿大震动。
We long for purity.
我们渴望洁净。
Holy Spirit of God, please come and open our hearts and minds.
圣啊，圣灵啊，求你来。打开我们心的眼睛
Purify our hearts
洁净我们的心
我们奉靠主耶稣的名求
奉耶稣的名 Amen
Now this chapter 6 starts with the phrase In the year that King Uzziah died
在以赛亚书六章第一节开始就说当乌西亚王崩的那年
Now this phrase is easy to miss Normally we skip on past that verse to later verses that are more exciting and more interesting
常常我们就把这一个小节就越过去了我们想后面还有更精彩的内容
that verse says a whole lot
但是那节其实有很深意的深刻的内容含义
See Uzziah had been the king for all of Isaiah's life
因为以赛亚一生都是在乌西亚王统治的时候
And Uzziah had been a pretty good king
就是乌西亚乌西亚王是个不错的王
Did I say Isaiah?
You did
SorryUzziah, not Isaiah. Wow.
乌西亚王
He had been a good king.
他是一个蛮好的王
And Isaiah was young.
那时候以赛亚还很年轻
the world was changing for him. He was probably 10 or 12, maybe 14 years old.
当以赛亚刚出来的时候可能还是比较小吧十多岁的样子
And Uzziah had been a good king.
Sorry,
He had protect...
You mean Uzziah is 10.
I'm sorry. I'm getting these words mixed up.
okay. 对不起
Isaiah was 10 or 12 years old.
Yeah.OK, 就是以赛亚还是在十多岁的年龄。
Uzziah had been king for 40 years.
但是这个乌西亚王已经成为 40 years.
四十。
已经执政四十年。
So when he died, young Isaiah was very, very afraid.
所以当乌西亚王崩的时候这个年轻的以赛亚其实很害怕的。
The king had protected the borders all of his life.
因为这个王一生都在保护着他。
This is the time of the rise of the country of Assyria.
因为这个时候叙利亚开始兴起了。
A powerful nation. They were conquering all of the nations around Israel.
当时的叙利亚亚述王国就是征服了以色列很多的地方。
And the only thing that was keeping Assyria from attacking Israel was God's presence.
唯一能够拦阻那个叙利亚不来攻击以色列其实是神的同在。
And it was because Uzziah had been a good king.
而且因为乌西亚王是一个好的王。
So Isaiah doesn't know what to do. He's scared to death. He's afraid.
所以以赛亚在那个状况中吓呆了，不知道怎么办才好。
Will the new king be a good king? Will it be a bad king?
新的王是个好王呢，还是一个坏的王
？Okay, if he's a bad king, then God will not protect us. Assyria will destroy us.
因为如果是一个不好的王，那么神就不再保护他们，那么叙利亚就会把他们攻破。
So Isaiah is young. He's afraid. He's maybe 10, 12 years old.
哇，那个时候的以赛亚很小，才十多岁，十岁到十二岁的样子。
At least he knows what to do. He goes to the temple to pray.
至少呢，他还知道该怎么办，所以他就去圣殿祷告。
So he's there in the temple praying, and he has this incredible vision.
所以以赛亚就到了圣殿祷告，然后就见到一个伟大的异象。
The scriptures don't say it, but it's as if that big curtain between the outer courts and the Holy of Holies, it's as if that curtain has fallen.
圣经上没有详细的描写但是根据这个经文来看似乎圣殿里那个外院跟圣所之间的那个帐幕已经挪去了
Because he sees God's presence and he sees those angels that are there with the Ark of the Covenant
因为他看到神的同在以及天使就在那约柜的附近
Of course the Ark of the Covenant is made of gold and those angels are just they're stuck they're just gold right they're just on top of the Ark as gold
因为约柜是用纯金打造的他看到天使就在那纯金的约柜上就在那里
But it's as if they've shaken off all that gold and come to life before his very eyes
他不仅是看到他还看到那个撒拉佛是一个巨型的天使他在那边动 他就这个整个形象一个景象是活化在他眼前的。
And he sees these angels.
他也看到这些使者。
And these are big angels, okay? These are not the little ones that sometimes we see in babies' nurseries.
Yeah. 这个是大号的天使，这不是那个 baby 小天使。我们在那个育婴室里常常看那个小天使，不是，这是大号的。
Right, right. You know the little babies with the tiny little chicken wings. You know?
那种小天使有没有？那翅膀小小的，很可爱的。
These are
它不是那种的，它是巨型的。
These are big seraphs.
这是大的天使。
We know they're big because they have six wings.
他们有六个翅膀。
Two of them they're covering their face, their eyes.
两个遮脸。
Two, they're covering their feet because their feet are dirty and they're in the presence of Holy God.
两个遮脚，要把它跟那个污秽的尘土分开。
And with two, they're flying.
然后还有两个翅膀在飞翔。
You understand, that's a lot of muscles to hold that many wings in the back. These are big creatures, much bigger than, you know, me.
这是巨型的天使，因为他们那个肌肉很强壮哈，那有六个翅膀才能够挺住六个翅膀。
Powerful creatures.
非常大有能力的的一个东西。
When they speak, everything shakes.
它发声的时候都大震动。
And they say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," and everything shakes.
当他们发声的就是说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，大而有力的耶和华，万军之耶和华，整个地方都震动起来。
And the temple fills with smoke, and Isaiah sees God.
那圣殿里充满了烟云，以赛亚见到了主神。
Now Isaiah's response is interesting.
在这里，其实以赛亚的反应是很有趣的。
Oh no! Woe is me!
他说：“哇，祸灾，祸灾，我完了。
”He's scared to death.
他吓得半死啊。
This is interesting.
这是很有意思的。
Because no matter how terrifying this world is for us,
不管这个世界对我们来讲是多么的可怕。
No matter what's happening in history,
不管在历史上发生了什么事。
No matter what war comes,
当战争来临的时候。
No matter what devastation comes,
不管多大的破坏临到。
Nothing will make you shake like the presence of God.
没有比神的同在。更能震撼你。
明白？
明白吗？
Have you ever experienced God like that?
你这样经验过神的同在吗？
God's
神是大而可畏的。
God's presence so thick and so powerful that you're literally afraid.
神的同在是大而可畏的，是大有能力的。
I've only
真的会害怕。
I've only experienced it once or twice, maybe.
我大概经验过一次到两次。
And it's an amazing experience.
这是很奇特的经验。
Now, what these angels say is very interesting. Most of the time, we're so used to the phrase holy, holy, holy that we don't think about it.
这个天使所讲的话其实很有意思，因为我们现在已经比较熟悉讲圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，所以我们好像已经觉得很稀松平常。
We're so used to singing 圣哉、圣哉、圣哉。You know, we just think holy is supposed to be three times, right? We're used to singing it three times, saying it three times. Yeah.
我们觉得就是讲三次嘛，那个诗歌也唱三次。所以我们很熟，就是说很习惯三次。
We don't think why do they say it three times? We just don't even ask that question, but we should ask that question.
我们并没有问说为什么是三次呢？其实我们应该问为什么要圣哉圣哉圣哉要三次呢？
And there's a very specific reason for that.
其实有个特殊的原因。
Because in the Hebrew language, the only way to say to emphasize something is to double it or to triple it.
这因为在希伯来文里头，为了要强调某一个词汇的时候，他只有讲两次或讲三次。
In English we do it differently. In Chinese we do it differently. In English, go ahead.
在英文跟中文里哈，我们就有不同的方法。我们有比较级跟最高级。
Okay, in English we say someone is tall, and then we say someone is taller, and then we say someone is tallest.
就是我们讲一个人很高，高一点，非常高。有三个级。
And, you know, when I was a little kid, my sister and I, we used to get into an argument.
我小的时候，我跟我的姐妹啊，常常在那边吵来吵去。
I'm sure you never did this.
你们大概没这样干过。
She would say, oh, you're dumb.
就比如说我就说啊，你真笨。
我然后我就是说，哦，你更笨。
那我就说你比我还笨。
然后她说，哦，你就是最笨。
那她会说你才是最笨的。
And then I would say, oh, no, no, you're dumber than dumbest. You are 最笨的更笨一点。Can you say that?
Yeah, 就是说 两个人吵来吵去嘛，所以最后就是一级的加上去。
And then
笨，最很笨，最笨，那你比最笨的还要再笨。
Yeah, yeah, and then you're the dumbest of the dumber. You know, it just goes on and on and on.
最笨。
And then we start laughing, and you know, we stop playing that game.
然后我们就哈哈大笑，然后就不再玩下去了。
Okay, in Hebrew though, there's no gung and there's no zui. You can't do that.
在希伯来的语汇里头，没有这个比较级，也没有最高级，所以你不能说加个ER表示比较，也不能加个ESD表示最高级。
You just can't do that. You have to double it or you have to triple it.
所以你就是再讲一次，或者变成一共讲三次。
One of the best examples is in Genesis.
所以在创世纪里头也有这么一个例子。
These riders are riding their horses, and it says they fall into a pit.
就是那些王啊，在骑马的当中呢，掉到一个坑里头去了。
And they died. They fell into a pit and died.
那个字眼是说 pit 就是重复了，那个是一个坑，很深的坑，黑黑的很深的坑，最后他们就死了。
It doesn't just say kung, it says kung.
Yeah. 就他用坑坑来讲说。这个坑是坑中之坑，底下又是黑的，像泥巴一样的。
So you're reading, you're thinking, well, maybe he was riding and kung, hiccup, and he wrote it twice accidentally, maybe.
你想是不是写的人啊？写到坑的时候，咚，有个打了一个嗝，是多写一个，写了坑坑。
Until you study the geography of that region.
但是如果你去了解那个地方的地貌情况的时候。
See, there were pits in that region, and then there were also tar pits in that region.
就在那个地区，不但有所谓的坑，还有就是柏油坑，底边是黑色的柏油的坑。
So they're riding their horses. They didn't just fall into a pit. They fell into one of those tar pits. They fell into a pit.
Yeah. 所以当那个情节是，他不只是掉到一个普通的坑里头，他是掉到那个以黑柏油为底的坑里头去了。
And I suppose if they had been riding along in Arizona and fallen into the Grand Canyon in the United States,
就好像说你在美国，在那个 Arizona 不小心就掉到大峡谷里头去了。
Would have said they fell into a kung.
他们可能要用好几个坑才能描写这种大峡谷的这个雄壮威武。
Okay, 所以可以说好。
我们可以说好，
但是好比好，对不对？
我们说好更好最好，
明白？还有好比好吗？
还有什么比最好更好吗
？OK，God is not holy，
神不仅仅是圣洁的。
God is not holy，
他不只是比较圣洁的。
God is holy，
他是最圣洁的。
Now, how holy is holy? How much holy is that?
所以我们当我们讲圣哉，这是圣洁到什么程度呢？
Because, you know, lots of other religions have holiness in them.
很多的宗教里头也谈到圣洁。
For instance, Allah in Islam, he's holy.
在伊斯兰教里讲的阿拉，他也是圣洁的。
And of course, Hinduism, they have a sense of holiness.
在印度教里也有一种程度圣洁。
They have levels in society, and people from higher levels are not supposed to touch people from lower levels because they're dirty.
在有些社会里，他认为社会是有阶级的，比较上级的、高级的，就不能连那个比较低级、下级，他都不去碰的。
I was in the United States a few years ago. This is the United States. I was not in India. I was in the United States.
几年前我在美国的时候，我在美国啊，不是在印度啊。
And I was in a Walmart in Arkansas州 in Arkansas.
我在阿肯色州的一个 Walmart 的商场里头。
This is not a very diverse culture, and yet there's a Hindu temple in this one small town.
我们那个地方并不是说很多元文化，可是即使如此，那边有一个小小的印度教的庙。
And here I am at this Walmart in this small town, and the woman who's checking out my goods, she's dressed, you know, Indian. She's an Indian there.
就是我在那里的一个沃尔玛的这个商场里头，那个收银员。是一个印度教徒，他穿着印度的那个服饰。
And she told me how much it cost.
他就告诉我花了多少钱。
And I took out my money and I gave her, you know, my money.
所以我就把钱掏出来，我就把钱给他。
And she reached to give me my change.
他要把钱找给我。
And when she handed me my change.
当他把钱找给我的时候。
I reached out to take it.
那我就伸出手去拿。
And she put it down quickly and pulled her hands back.
他就赶快放下来。把他手缩回去。
And I knew what was going on.
那我就晓得是怎么回事。
I just didn't know that I was that dirty.
我想我有我有那么污秽吗？
I'm a middle class American. I didn't realize we were, you know, so dirty. I
你是一个普通的中产阶级，我有这么污秽吗？
Okay, she has a sense of holiness. She wants to remain pure, so she's not going to touch anything that's unholy.
因为她对圣洁有个观念，所以她要保持她的洁净。她对不圣洁的东西，她不去碰。
And in Islam, Allah is holy, like I mentioned before.
哦、oh, ，在伊斯兰教里，阿拉也是很圣洁，就像我刚刚讲到的。
But what that means in Islam is Allah is far, far, far away from this dirty earth.
那在他那个教义里头是说，阿拉是远远远远的离开我们的世界。
And the reason for both of these religions that this way of thinking is the contamination principle.
因为他们为什么有这种想法，是因为讲到所谓一个污染的这个原则。
We understand the contamination principle.
我想我们都知道污染的原则。
It's very simple.
很简单。
When something clean touches something dirty,
当洁净的碰到不洁净的时候，
both things are made dirty, right?
两个都变成不洁净了，这就叫污染原则。
If holy Allah touches dirty earth, then both things become dirty.
所以就是说，圣洁的阿拉如果碰到这个污秽的世界，整个都变成不圣洁了。
If a Hindu woman who has worked hard to purify herself touches me, then she becomes dirty.
那这个印度教的妇女也是努力的在维持她的洁净，但是如果碰到不洁净的人，那她就变成不洁净了。
The contamination principle. We all understand it. We teach our children this.
污染原则。
We teach our children this, right? Is that right?
我们也这样教导小孩。
My 小女儿 Ellie.
我的小女儿 Ellie.
She was, she must have been really, really young a few years ago.
几年前她还很小的时候
I was cooking her favorite meal, Parmesan chicken, cheese chicken.
她在煮那个 Parmesan chicken, 她是她最喜欢吃的一道菜。
And you take the chicken and you cut it into small pieces.
你把鸡拿开来然后把它切成小块。
And you dip it into melted butter and then you dip it in the cheese and the bread and then you cook it.
放在奶油融化的奶油再放在融化的那个 cheese 里头。
And she loves this meal, so she was helping me cook this one day.
她很喜欢这道菜所以她就帮着一起在做这道菜。
But she's little, okay? Still pretty young.
在那时候她还很小。
So she's got chicken all over her hands and butter all over her hands and cheese all over her hands.
所以她手里又是鸡又是奶油又是 cheese.
But she's helping me put it on the pan, dip another one, dip,
pan. 沾一沾放到那个烤盘上，沾一沾放在烤盘上。
And when we got finished, we both had cheese and bread and butter all over our hands, right?
当我们做完的时候，我们手上都满了这些啊面啊、奶油啊、cheese 这些东西。
And this is her favorite meal. Can you guess what she did?
这是她最喜欢吃这道菜。你猜她怎么做
？She went like this.
她就把手上的那些东西再用舌头舔一舔。
The only problem is she also had raw chicken on her hands.
因为她的手上也沾了很多生的鸡肉。
I'm like, no, stop, don't do that.
所以他在旁边看得很着急，说：“你别这样做，别这样做，那是生的肉。”
It's dirty.
生的肉不干净。
You're gonna get sick. I immediately took her to the sink and we washed her tongue.
Yeah, 所以说你这样吃坏肚子，他赶快把他带到那个水池里。
I thought,
把他的舌头都把它清一清。
I thought, oh no, tomorrow she's gonna be sick. Her mother's gonna kill me.
Yeah.糟糕了明天他生病的话他妈妈会修理我。
You work so hard to teach your children the contamination principle.
Yeah, 我们一直在努力教导小孩就是不要再接触污秽。
When clean hands touch dirty chicken,
就干净的手碰到不干净的鸡。
We know what the answer is.
所以我们就知道手就变得不干净。
And that's the way most religions work.
所以大部分的宗教都是这么做的。
Here we are in this dirty world.
Yeah, 我们在这个污秽的世界里
covered in dirt,
就是充满了污秽肮脏的灰尘。
We go through all these rituals to clean ourselves off.
所以有很多的仪式就是要来洁净。
Sometimes even Christians fall into this mindset.
有的时候连基督徒都掉进这种思路里头。
Pastor Lee has never taught this, never once.
我想黎牧师从来没有这样教过。
But sometimes we live it.
但是我们不知不觉就这样去生活。
That there's this ceremony we go through week after week.
好像就是说每个礼拜啊，每周每周就经过这个仪式吧。
Where I come to church and I worship God and I leave, ah,feeling so clean.
Yeah. 所以我来到教会，我参加了敬拜，我也敬拜神啊，我就觉得我得着了洁净。
When I go out into the dirty world, and as soon as, you know, something hits me, oh, I feel dirty again.
然后我到了世界，一碰到污秽的事情，说，哦，我觉得又好不干净。
Can I come to this place?
被污染了。
I come to this place, say, Jesus, forgive me.
我来到这里就说，哦，耶稣，请你饶恕我。
And he does.
耶稣也真的饶恕你。
But then Monday morning comes.
然后礼拜一来了，早晨到了。
Temptation comes.
诱惑就来了。
And I just go right back.
然后我又回到原来的情况。
Just go right back to this sin.
又回到罪恶当中。
And we sort of somehow accidentally think that church is this cleansing ritual.
不知道为什么，好像我们心里认为教会就是那个提供洁净仪式的地方。
This is like a bath, right? You get dirty, you take a bath. You get dirty, you take a bath. You get dirty, you take a bath.
就像脏了去洗个澡，脏了去洗个澡一样。
But God shows us a better way in Isaiah chapter 6.
但在以赛亚书六章，神启示我们一个更好的方式
，a much deeper way，
更深刻的方式
，a much more permanent way，
这是一个永久的方式
，one that transcends all other religions，
这个跟所有别的宗教都不一样，超越所有的宗教
，because all other religions have holiness，
所有的宗教就谈到圣洁这个题目
，but our God is holy, holy, holy。
但是我们所信的神，他的本身就是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
So here's Isaiah in the temple.
所以我们看到以赛亚在圣殿中。
God wants to make him a prophet, but his lips are filthy. He knows it.
神要高抹他，让他成为先知，为神说话。但是他的嘴唇是不洁净的。
I have a sinful mouth, and I live among a sinful people. Everywhere I go, I'm going to rub up against sin.
他说我是个不洁的人，我又坐在嘴唇不洁的人，所所道之际，我都是在跟罪恶在这边互碰撞当中。
But God has an answer.
但神有一个答案。
The angel goes to the altar and takes one of those hot coals.
所以撒拉弗就到了那个圣殿里头，就取了一个火炭。
And flies over to Isaiah.
然后飞到以赛亚的身边。
And touches his mouth with that burning coal.
用那个火炭沾以赛亚的嘴唇。
It was God's presence.
这就是神的同在。
So it doesn't burn him.
不会把他烧着。
But it does purify him.
但是会洁净他。
He's ready for service.
因为以赛亚已经预备好要出来服事。
He's been purified by the fire of God.
所以这样子，神的火。就洁净了他。
And you'll not see it happen again in Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 8. You never see this happen again. It happens one time.
这件事情发生一次，就在以赛亚书六章以后就没有再发生。这是一次，一次发生。
Because our God is holy, holy, holy.
因为我们所信的神是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
So how holy is holy, holy, holy?
那是圣洁到什么程度呢？
The other religions say, stay far, far, far away from dirt and from sin.
其他的宗教说，远离这个罪恶，远离这个污秽，远离这个污秽的肮脏的地方。
But the true and living God shows us a much stronger, much more powerful holiness than that.
但是又真又活的神，启示我们一个真正大有能力的圣洁。
We see God in Jesus Christ.
借着神在耶稣基督里。
Holy God comes down to earth as a human being.
所以圣洁的神来到世上，成为人的样式。
And Jesus lives with us.
所以耶稣活在人当中。
In flesh, just like us.
在肉身，以肉身的形式活在人的当中。
And he lives in the community. He lives in the Jewish community with people.
而且是在犹太人的族群当中生活。
And he's surrounded by sinners. Even during his ministry, he eats with sinners and tax collectors. And
但甚至在耶稣在世服事的时候，他跟罪人一起同坐席。
And he breaks all kinds of cleanliness rules while he's with us.
He breaks
them.
Hallelujah. 他破除了非常多人想出来的洁净的仪式啊，这些等等。
There's all sorts of people you're not supposed to touch because they're unclean in the ancient Jewish law.
比如说在古代的犹太的律法当中，有一些人你不应该碰，因为他们是不洁净的。
Okay, if you touch someone with leprosy,
但是耶稣突破了这个，
you're going to get leprosy.
麻风病人。
So if you have leprosy, you stay away from the community because you don't want other people to get leprosy.
在以前的社会里呢，如果你得了大麻风，你就远离一般的人，你被隔离起来，你不会见人，人家也不愿意见到你。
Jesus breaks that purity law.
但是耶稣把这个洁净的条例给改了，他突破了。
You're not supposed to talk to sinners. You're supposed to stay far, far away from sinners, right?
Yeah. 你不应该跟罪人讲话，你要远远的离开罪人，躲得远远的。
Because their sin will get on you if you get too close to them, right? That's what we all say.
因为按照污染的原则说，如果你离罪人太近的话，他们的罪恶就会污染你，所以你要离得远远的。
But Jesus comes and he eats with sinners.
但是耶稣来到以后，他与罪人同坐席。
He's the friend of sinners, it even says.
他甚至是罪人的朋友。
He's breaking all these laws.
他把所有这些法律规条全突破了。
Because the true and the living God, His holiness is strong enough and it's deep enough that He can rub up against sin and not become contaminated.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
Okay. 圣洁的神，又真又活的神，他的圣洁是即使在罪恶当中，在污秽当中，在尘土当中，仍然圣洁。
Okay.
这才是真正的圣洁。
明白? That's a much stronger holiness.
这是更强大的圣洁。
Okay, if I touch chicken, my hand gets dirty.
比如说我手碰到了生的鸡肉，我的手不就染了吗?
But apparently if Jesus touched chicken, his hand would not be dirty. I don't know, it's just an example.
他的意思就是
Translate dynamically.
真正的圣洁是出淤泥而不染。我们中国话叫出淤泥而不染，濯清涟而不妖，这是真正的圣洁。
The woman with the issue of blood, the woman who is continuously bleeding.
讲到血漏的妇人。
Okay, she is not supposed to be in public touching other people because she's dirty.
因为血漏的妇人被认为是不洁净的。
You're gonna make.
她不应该在人群当中，她也不应该碰到人。
She knows this. This is why she reaches through the crowd secretly to touch the edge of Jesus' garment.
因为她知道这个条例，所以呢，她不敢真正的进入人群，她是偷偷的、努力的去摸触耶稣的衣角、
She knows
衣裳、穗子。
She knows she's breaking the laws.
她知道她已经犯规了。
Everybody she touches is now dirty, so she does it secretly.
因为他是不洁净的人，他所碰到的都会因此不洁净。
But she knows that if she can just touch Jesus,
他 somehow 他知道，他不能去碰人，因为谁被他碰，人就不洁净。但是他愿意去接触耶稣，偷偷的在人群当中想办法就摸到耶稣的衣裳穗子。
And Jesus' holiness is so much greater than any holiness we've ever experienced as ourselves.
耶稣的圣洁是我们自己所能经验到所有的圣洁，比我们所能经验的圣洁还要圣洁。
But the real amazing thing is what I've just described is only 圣洁，圣洁。
我想要表达的是，只有圣洁，更圣洁。
That is the ability to come down here and rub up against sinners and not be contaminated. That's only 圣洁，圣洁。
当他来到人间，在跟与罪人同住、同坐席、同生活，然后他不受污染，这个叫做比较圣洁。
Jesus shows actually a far greater holiness than that.
但是耶稣的圣洁还远远超过那样的程度。
Because not only can he touch a leper and not get the disease.
当他触摸麻风病人，他并不会因此被传染到那个疾病。
He is so holy that the process is reversed.
他如此的圣洁，他把这个过程都改了。
When Jesus touches a leper, both are made clean.
当他触摸麻风病人，两者都得到了洁净。
When the dirty woman with the issue of blood touches clean Jesus, both are made clean.
当那个血漏的妇人摸到耶稣的衣裳穗子的时候，两方都得到了洁净。
Not only is contamination principle have no effect on Jesus, it's actually completely reversed in Jesus.
所以污染的原则在这个情况上不能发挥作用，而且污染已经变成洁净了。
Jesus' holiness is contagious.
耶稣的圣洁是有传染性的。
His purity is contagious.
他的洁净是可以传染的。
Anything that Jesus touches, both of them become holy.
耶稣所触摸的，双方两造都得到了洁净。
And that is holy, holy, holy.
这是最洁净、最圣洁、 圣洁的最高级。
Amen. We ask the question, how can I be made clean in this life?
我们也可以自问，我们在今生，我们怎么样得到洁净？
There are so many places we can turn.
我们可以转到很多的方向。
But there's only one place where we can turn that will bring us true purity and holiness.
但是真正的洁净，
and that is holy, holy, holy God.
就是全然圣洁的神。
I love that story in Exodus, Moses at the burning bush.
在出埃及记讲到摩西在火焰中烧着的荆棘中。
This bush is burning.
这个荆棘烧着了。
And it's burning and it's burning.
就烧着烧着。
Come on, I'm almost finished. 马上结束了。Sorry. I'm going to finish early. Wow. This bush is burning.
这个烧着的呢。
It catches Moses' eye.
所以因为有一个荆棘着火，所以这个摩西就注意到这个事儿。
It's normal in the dry, hot desert for bushes to catch on fire, right?
在干燥的沙漠里，这个荆棘着火是很常见的。
But everything's so dry when a bush gets hot enough to catch on fire, just it just burns and it's gone, right?
但是通常在这种情况里，一烧就烧完了，烧着就没有了。
So this bush is burning and it's burning and it's burning and it's still burning and burning.
但是他看到的是这个荆棘是烧着的状态，
Moses,
烧着烧着烧着，可是没有烧尽。
Moses is looking at this strange thing and he decides, you know, I'm going to go look at this bush. This is very strange.
So, 摩西想，这个有点奇怪，我想走近看清楚一点。他想搞清楚这怎么回事。
And when he gets to this place,
so, 他来到那个地。
This is a strange place, nothing but dirt and sand and a burning bush.
他看到有沙，有土，有石，还有一个烧着的荆棘。
God says to him, take off your shoes because this is holy ground.
神对他说，脱下你的鞋子，这是圣地。
This is a holy place. It's holy dirt.
这是圣地吗？这是圣洁的沙土石吗？
It's kind of strange if you think about holy sand.
他想说圣洁的沙子吗？
How can this place be holy? It's just dirt and sand.
这个地方怎么会变成圣洁的呢？他眼睛看到只有沙呀、土啊、石啊。
When I think of dirt, I think of something dirty. You know, in the English, it doesn't translate, but
就是沙漠里的那些东西。
The answer is very, very simple.
答案很简单。
Wherever holy, holy, holy God is,
只要是全然圣洁、圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神所在的地方，
That place is holy.
那地就是圣地。
We ask the question, how can this place right here become holy?
所以我们要问自己，我们的心，我们这个地方怎么样成为圣洁？
The answer is extremely simple.
其实答案很简单。
The touch of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的触摸。
What is impossible for us?
对我们来讲是不可能的事情。
Requires only a touch from Jesus Christ.
对神来讲，就是轻轻的触摸。
I feel like this day, so many of us, we want holiness, we want purity.
我觉得现在其实有很多人的心中渴望圣洁，
and we're in the
渴望洁净。
And we're in a crowd, and we're in a world that just, has covered us with sin.
但是我们进到人群当中，进到世界的时候，实在是充满罪恶。
All we have to do this day is reach up with our hands and touch the edge of His garment.
所以我们就要从心里渴望。我们从心里伸出手，
Jesus Christ,
求耶稣来触摸我们。
His holiness is contagious.
因为耶稣的圣洁是有传染性的，感染性的。
All you have to do is believe.
你只要相信就好。
I hear you, Jesus, today speaking to me.
今天我听到耶稣对我说了，我相信了。
I can't do it.
我自己是做不到的。
Come and do it for me.
来吧，来到我的心里。
I can't jump to heaven and touch your garment.
我没有办法飞到天上去碰你的衣裳。
Jesus, please pour your Holy Spirit down on us today.
耶稣啊，求你把你的圣洁浇灌在我们里面。
Jesus, I would ask that for us today, Lord.
这是我今天的祷告，耶稣啊。
You are our holy, holy, holy God.
你是一个全然圣洁、圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
Only you are holy.
只有你是圣洁的。
No other place can we turn for holiness.
我们没有去。没有办法去在别的地方找到这样的圣洁。
Only you.
只有你。
Come this day, touch our hands.
今天来到我们当中，触摸我们的手。
Touch our mouths.
触摸我们的嘴巴。
Touch our minds.
触摸我们的心智。
And especially touch our hearts.
尤其要触摸我们的心。
Cleanse our basements.
把我们身体的地下室，我们的心清干净吧。
Fire of God.
让神的火焰燃烧起来。
奉靠主耶稣的名求。
奉耶稣的名，阿门。